Do you pee in the water when you go to the beach?
Yeah.
Me and my friend Faye were like, do you have to go? And then like we would pretend like we're playing in the water. And then like
out. And like must have extended that radius.
Like here?
Tell me about your trip.
Oh my gosh, trip was so awesome. Like, man, I wish you were there.
No, I don't.
Oh yeah, I know you don't. So my trip is really fun because wherever we went, it was like people were very like nice to us and accommodating. Our Uber driver, what he did was he like took us to this place called Wynwood, and I think that's where they do the Art Basel. And so they had like street art and it was really cool. And then like he took us up to like it looked like a 50s diner. And then like in the back, it just became like this whole different night lounge, you know? It was so cool. And then like, because he brought us there, the manager gave us drinks and was like, happy birthday. And I was like, thank you. And you know, it was just really like, you could tell that it was very like service, hospitality center. The people in Miami are so good looking. Like, you could tell that they're working out and they're really like exercising and they keep fit. Little Havana was really cool. Like you heard like Cuban music and older gentlemen and older women playing dominoes in the streets. It was really cute. We walked everywhere because we didn't want to take the Uber. My feet are jacked up. I have so much blisters right now. You have no idea.
Hell no, I would have just worn the flaps.
They didn't ask me for no, you know, negative results or any test results.
It was Florida.
Yeah. You know how I love to celebrate my birthday, like with a theme and I drag it out. I did the 90s supermodel. I had sequins party. I think 2 years ago was Crazy Rich Asians. I love to do the theme parties, none of which that you like to attend because you'd prefer dinner, one-on-one dinner. Every year, I like to have a good time because, you know, you think about life and
you got a long ways to go before you die, so.
But you know, it's different when I guess when you have people close to you pass away, and then you just think about how short life can be.
You're right. We only have one life to live. You never know when your last day is gonna be, you know. And if I was to go tomorrow, I'd want to know that I lived everything that I wanted to and done exactly what I needed to do when I needed to do it.
Yeah. I was always worried about what other people would say or if I got their consent. And I'm at that point in my life, like I'm at that stage in my life where I don't really need to explain to nobody. So I'm just going to do me. And again, it's between me and God, you know? So.
Girl, you should never have to explain to anybody your decisions. Your decision is your decision. No, ain't nobody need to judge that. That's you. Like you said, your relationship with God is your relationship with God. And your relationship with yourself is your relationship with yourself. Ain't nobody else important, just you.
BuzzFeed always keeps saying that side parts are not cool. But I'm like, don't tell me what's not cool and what's cool, please.
Don't call BuzzFeed. Look unintelligent.
No, but seriously,